Blog Talk Radio.
Legend has it that in the great storm of 1781, John Jameson lost a barrel of his beloved smooth whiskey. He said goodbye to the crew and went in after it. In hindsight, that probably wasn't a good idea. Weeks later, a funeral was held. All of Ireland was in attendance, including John Jameson and his smooth-tasting whiskey.
Blog Talk Radio.
Of the press, words to be heard and a belief expressed. Come strong wax like Mr. Clean. New work and step off the scene. Rhythmic radiance giving that extra to make things look smooth and have texture. Like a winter coat made of cashmere. I get foot loose and yo, what do with some fear? Go style on the plate and vibrate the earth. True to what I do, you get your money's worth. And when it's time to get mine with rhymes I present, I do it like it's my last will and testament. So don't try to slip on my song, it won't fit ya. Fit a puzzle, you're like ancient no scripture. Wanna break it down, but you can't understand that if it's weak, I put it to sleep. Call me Stan. Wonder where the MCs are. They can't be far. So twinkle, twinkle, little star, star. Show me where they hang on the street, so I can lay them all down to sleep. And if one should pass away before the break, I pray to Mr. Act Nicholas to soul to take. To the land of unfortunate violence, tuck them in with a pair of money green pajamas. Now I get loose and kick a mother goose jingle. Bring more gifts than old man Chris Kringle. I see you drinking pot after pot of Maxwell House. Your eyes all bloodshot. Fear fall afraid of my sinister plot. For Mother Nature calls it, that's when you get got. Young boy, you should have ate straight from the can. Tonight you take a little nap. You stab, come and stand me. Smart with me, or get hard with me. Having a guard of things they can brawl with me. That's when I get dumber. No fight, no fuss, to sprinkle dust and slumber. MCs wanna play me close, I play closer. Snap my hands, now you're under hypnosis. And here's what I want you to do, is I sedate your mental state for a few. Ease back off rap, take a load off Jack. Combine your mind, become one with the track. What makes you call yourself competition? You're insomniac, you watch too much television. You're overdoing it, you're 9 to 5, it's like a cannibal. And it's eating you alive, indeed, your screws need to be tightened. Now when I count to 3, you'll awake and stop biting. Choose 2, and you will be the microphone sucker. You wanna bite, sleep tight, you sucker. Suckers, they dreaming ain't good, my man. And if you do, you'll get another visit from Stanley. What I just did was straight and to the point. Now I'm finished and I'm done. I'm out of this joint.
Hey, 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 can anybody hear me loud and clear? This is the product of Beverly Nation. This is Tutel, and I'm your host, Will of God. And we are on air right now from Lagos. Over there, you can dial that number. So that's where the tower is at, you know, but I'm in Philly. So anybody don't know about the Eagles, that's not my problem. But you can dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is Two Thera. And boy, I'm going to tell y'all just like this. Y'all are really not going to like me today. Y'all might not understand me today. And that's not my problem either. So either you can like me, love me, or leave me the hell alone. This is how it's going to be. Because we ain't free. No, we ain't. And my topic tonight, see, y'all forgot. Wait a minute. I got to make this really clear and let everybody know. All my church family out there, hey, how you doing? I know a lot apologize to because I told you I was going on in the 30th of this month. I got the days wrong. I go on every fourth Friday of the month. That's what Brother Rose said, DJ Arlasky. I didn't know it was a fifth day going, what? I forgot. Shoot, that's all me. So anybody might miss the show, I'll let you hear the show after the show. You know what I'm saying? I'll text it to you. But I'm going to still text y'all while I'm doing the show just to let y'all know, you know, because some of y'all left out. I don't want to leave nobody out. Because this show tonight is no holds barred. You're allowed to say whatever you want, how you want. Please don't curse because I got kids listening to the show. You know, listen, do you understand what I'm talking about? But look, the other thing I need y'all to know, any music that's being played is being played by Brother O, DJ Arlasky. Now, I didn't. This is his, you know, my say. He said this is our show. This is not my show. So some of y'all who asked me, yo, why you ain't jamming? Why you ain't doing it the way you and DJ Killer Kyle? He said he wanted to go this way. We're going to go it this way. Figure it out later. You feel what I'm talking about? But last show I did was called Did You Play Yourself? Now, people, I know there's a spirit out because I was going to pray for, you know, my buddy, you know, he had his wife in the hospital, but she made it out. But for some reason, the spirits that may cut me off before I could go there. But I guess we good now. I already know how life works. It's mysterious ways. But tonight's show, Lord have mercy. I had to think about it. And my shows is always spontaneous, so you won't never know what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it, and what I'm going to freaking do. That's just the way I move. Now, only thing about me is I hate to be held down or, you know, controlled, because then you ain't going to get the real me. So you won't get half of me or some of me or just a little bit of me. I don't know. But my topic tonight, ooh, what would you do if your time was running out? See, a lot of people already know their time ran out. A lot of people seen their time running out, too. At the same time, they say, oh, my God, we about to, yeah, crash, bang, boom, shoot. They didn't die, but their time ran out for them sitting with their job in that car anymore. Listen, I ain't going to lie. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it. No, but there's other serious matters, too, because some people's time is running out. But one thing, before your time run out, because I was in a major car accident a while ago, back in 17, and my time supposed to be gone. That's why, to this day, I don't care how anybody feels anymore about me. That's not my problem. God got me here for a reason, and I still don't know why, but I know one reason why, for my kids, because I got to make sure they don't go through the dumb stuff in life that's being currently present to them with the daggone dreams that this daggone government trying to make us look like we're supposed to receive. Sunshine is either one. I don't know. You think you're going to get a check again? I don't know. Ask Donald Trump. But look, it's a real reason why I said in this topic, what would you do if your time was running out? Would you pray? Would you look? Or would you stare? See, the reason why I said that, and I made this show right after my last show, because I was like, you know what, I do it all the time, I don't know why, but as soon as I do a show, I come up with a topic for the next show, and I'd be so scared to say something, I'm scared somebody going to steal my daggone topic. But I said, this time, the hell with it, it is what it is. Somebody take it, they got it. It's going to be freaking done all over again by me. I'm outside in the streets of Philly, y'all. Car John Box, if you hear cars acting the fool like they just did, I guess they waved at me. Hi, bye. Anyway, you know, it is what it is. This is called freelancing. This is called being me so you can be you. I want every single caller to dial tonight because we about to get real. And I want to hear a lot of people talk. And this is crazy. Look at this boy. He going to crash. Look at you. Don't know what to do with yourself. Flying around down a little street going, what? How many miles an hour? And then when it happens, the last second he going to do is, I don't know. Would he pray? Would he look? Or would he stare? Matter of fact, kids going to be running out soon. Running out in the middle of the street. Bye. Because when you pray, that means you speaking. When you look, that means you seeking. But when you stare, you're like, oh, it is what it is. So I'm going to start the show physically freaking now. I got my homie in the building, the former cruiserweight champion of the world, Mr. Nate Miller. And he's going to explain some things to y'all so y'all can get a rude awakening about life and this new world order that we're about to move into. But I need y'all to dial that number again, 605-562-0444. The caller ID is just one pound. One. I'm thinking about talk to you. I'm sorry. We'll talk about that later. But I really want y'all people, because last show I had book record 2,380,017 people. I don't know if I'm going to break it this time. But if I do, God bless you too. But I want everybody to call their friend. And this time I would love to hear all the hosts call in and speak. And I'd like to hear all the people that's brand new call in and speak. Because we're going to go right here, right now. Hey, Nate Miller, you in the building, dog?
What?
Yo, I hear you. What's up, man? Welcome to the show. This is Pete Thurl, man. Listen, man. Look, right? I know you don't hold back no tongue. You don't hold back no lashes either. You've been beating everybody up since the day you was born, I guess. Listen. But, yo, what would you do if your time was running out? And I need you to break the other similarities of life. If you got some, beautiful knowledge you want to bestow upon us, I'd love to hear that, too. Because right now I'm trying to pray, look, and stare at the same daggone time. Holler at me, man. Nate, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm trying to be black. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be blue black because that's when you transform and everybody like, oh, it's Halloween now. Go ahead and talk to me, man. What's up?
All right. I'm going to be about 10 minutes. And for the listeners, how y'all doing? Nate Miller, former. Just give you a little update on the upcoming event. So nobody be paranoid or scared or whatever. So-called virus going on. Corona stands for, even though DJ Chill knows some of the stuff I told him, Corona stands for crown. COVID is everyday occurrence, fatigue, headache, diarrhea, so forth, so on, flu. But they're not really telling people why they're dying. They're really not telling people what they're dying of. 5G cell phones, 5G towers, the scamdemic. Well, people are dying, but not of a virus. Gates wanted everybody to get chipped up. That's not going to work. Oprah Winfrey wanted 80% of the people gone. That's not going to work. A lot of people are going to jail and is in jail and under house arrest for crimes against humanity. On my Facebook page, if you want to see the court documents, I'm Nathaniel Miller. I'm the first or the second person. I have my championship vote on names, the Clintons, the Bidens, all the people that go to court for crimes against humanity, people are going to be executed. Obama's supposed to be executed. Michelle Obama's supposed to be executed. Gates and a whole lot of other former presidents, they're supposed to be executed. Just because you see them running around, I don't mean that's them. Could be their clones. They do have clones, by the way, for people that don't know that. Trump will be the next president. It's already in the cards for him to be the next president, making America great he is. He's the only president that has ever talked as cocky as he, I mean, he, you see him when he up there, he talk cocky, because he's backed by a lot of countries and white hats and preservatives. That's why he talked the way he talked. And he also, they also tried to assassinate him about 3-4 times already, which should never be on the news. Make America great. That's what he's doing, even though he found the wall, say stuff off the wall, which for some we think it don't make sense, but it do make sense. The virus will be going away. A mask is to deteriorate your brain cells. I just put that on my Facebook page. If you wear that mask, it destroys your brains. A lot of people don't know that because you're not sucking in the oxygen you're supposed to get. Mask is just basically a sign of keep your mouth shut. We do what we want when we want. That's basically what it is. And all the people that have died, I'm sure they had masks on. And use common sense. I keep saying keep your mask on. But every couple of days, there's a lot of cases popping up. Thousands and thousands and thousands. So what is that? Most people don't know how they're going to die. They don't, I mean, and I don't knock nobody for what they believe in, but a mask don't stop death. It don't stop something falling off the roof. It don't stop a stray bullet. It don't stop a car from running up on the pavement. It don't stop your heart just stopping. It don't stop you from dying in your sleep. Most people don't know how they're going to die. Some people do have a premonition. Most, they don't know how. When it's your time, you're leaving. No matter how many masks you got on, how much money, mansions, diamond rings, cars, that's the inevitable. It's going to happen. So Trump will be the next president. We will have med beds and replicators. We can go back to the age of 30, live 3,600 years. All we are is energy. Look at the movie Lucy. We can do space travel, time travel. Look at Stargate 1, Star Trek. All this stuff is us. TV is telling us about us. We don't have, most of us don't even have a clue. Most of TV is maybe 60 to 80% of TV is reality. TV stands for Tell His Story. Television, that's what it is. We just don't and cannot fathom certain stuff, but it is reality. Malcolm X said it the best, we'll spend 5 hours with something on our head, but we won't spend 5 hours to put it in our head. So all these things that's happening, Trump is draining the swamp. Pence, from what I'm hearing, he's supposed to have already been executed. That could be a double. Kennedy, JFK Jr., supposed to come out of the shadows and be Trump's running mate. Red October is for the crooks. Joe Biden is a pedophile. All that stuff will come out in the documentary. A lot of the royals are in trouble. The queen is no longer in charge. The pope's supposed to be under house arrest. The Vatican was discovered a lot of children was in graves under the Vatican. Any bombings or earthquakes in Alaska, they was rescuing children that was kidnapped. They are being rescued. The debate, don't worry about it. If anybody's been watching the presidents, or no president after 74 has ever made it into office, and it won't happen now. So we have a lot to look forward to, a lot of great things on the horizon for the people. So don't get dismayed, despondent. Keep your head. Trump will be there again for us, and he's the only person that they couldn't buy, so they put him in there. The Chinese elders put him in there. At some point in time, there won't be no more money. It'll be a cashless society. Everything is headed to the digital realm right now. They can't steal our money. It'll be under the Quantum Financial System, QFS. That's what it stands for, Quantum Financial System, where they can steal our money, and it'll be based on your DNA, how to access your funds. And we all, for the exception of me, everybody else and the other people that invested in foreign currencies that's going to be wealthy, other people will be getting EIP cards where you can only access 1,000 a day for the next 7 years. That's all we can access. Well, y'all can access 1,000. All debt's going to be zeroed out. We're under the gold batch standard, all that stuff. Nassara and Nassara will be announced soon. Thing is lining up the way it's supposed to be. So when Trump get there, don't be alarmed. It's for the people. Just as long as the Democrats and the Democrats don't get in, we'll be all right. If they do, then we'll be under communist countries. We'll be communist countries or cities or whatever. We don't want that to happen. It won't happen. Remember, I told you so, Trump will be the next president for the New World Order. And don't be alarmed. The New World Order is nothing bad at one time. I thought it was, but it's not. So 40 acres and mules, 100 mules, all that stuff is getting ready to come to fruition. All our worries and headaches will be over. We'll have everything we need, everything we want, and I talked to a person that wanted to collect a debt from me a couple of days ago, and that was the first person that called me to try to collect the debt. And I said, well, I thought they said Jesus died for our sins. And she said, oh, yeah, you're right. That's true. So we had a little conversation, and she kind of understood where I was coming from. And I told her, I said, I understand you're doing your job. Then I told her to look up the Credit River case about the judge admitting that it was no money. They created something out of thin air and give us back. They created something out of thin air and give us our money anyway. They needed our signature. And, you know, we went back and forth. And she said, well, I'll be more than happy to look that stuff up and find out. You know, she kind of understood it. We had a nice conversation. That was the end of the conversation. So if Jesus died for our sins, why are we in debt? The United States went in debt for a long time. No money. Fiat money has always been what it was, monopoly money. If you look up money mechanics, and look up what fiat is, real substance is platinum, silver, gold. We've all been robbed. All of that stuff is coming back to us, and all the crooks will have to pay. Going to Guantanamo, where they'll be executed. Like I said, if y'all been looking, watching TV, a lot of senators and people that you heard of before, you don't hear of them no more. A lot of movie stars are dead. Richard Gere is supposed to be dead. Degenerate is supposed to be executed. Tom Hanks is supposed to be executed. There's a lot of people. And like I said, a lot of people, a lot of stars, which are pedophiles, probably already been executed. Just to name a few, like I said, Richard Gere, I heard from what I'm understanding, he was already killed, executed, along with some more people. So, hey, we're moving to a better planet where we're going to have good air, the best of food, and not worrying about people trying to steal from us, take from us. And it can heal our bodies. If somebody happen to get shot, if they get us into the machine quick enough, we can be saved. But hopefully all of that stuff will be out the window soon. And that's my rant.
Yo, man, do you know there's a lot of people right here saying, man, get the hell out of here. Then a lot of people are like, yo, you know you ain't telling no lie. Then a lot of people are like, man, are you serious right now? Then you got people saying, prove it. Then you got other people saying, there's freaking no way possible, Dad, dude. More Park Sausage is my place. Listen, oh, my God, I'm going to say so much stuff right now, but I don't even know how to handle the truth. You know, I mean, you watch that TV, that movie, you can't handle the truth. Made me swallow. Because you, wait a minute, how do I do this? You said the Vatican, then you said the Pope, then you said the Queen, then you said, oh, my God. See, I'm going to have to listen to the show after the show's over because there's so much valuable information that you just spit on us that you said this a long time ago when I was at, chilling with, other radio networks and everything. You were dropping body bombs and body slams, and everybody was like, man, yeah. And now what you said then, we're living in today, which is like, oh, my God, you might eventually make people go buy some cars right now and say, yo, since my currency's going to be evacuated, let me buy a house, let me buy a car, and I ain't going to have to pay for it, right? Boy, I'm going to do this real quick because this is some, you said so much. I know I got callers, and if a caller's ready to speak, I want everybody to speak tonight. And I want them all of them. Give me them. But don't go nowhere, Nate, because I want, Brother O got this music he want to play real quick. And remember, all he means is he playing. And people, please do not hold back. Dial that number, 516-4. He got me so shook and stunned with this daggone conversation. I was like, what would you do if your time was running out? My time running out right now. Look, 516-453-9133. Press 1 if you like to talk on this show. This is 2001 Alive with Brothers in the City. I am your true friend, Will of God. And oh my God, we got the former cruiserweight champion of the world, Mr. Nate Miller. Bombs. He just knocked somebody out.
Alone, I need rest. My head's pounding like a drum beater. I'm hot. Like a radiator heater. I need magic to make the pain go. I got trouble in my mind, my rhymes won't flow. So I rub myself until I feel right. Put a rag on my head when I sleep at night. So when I wake up, I'll feel smooth. Just chill all day in a mellow groove. But how can I mellow if my body's cold? I'm sold. Need something warm to hold. I'll call Colin. Oh, we broke up, man, forget it. Trouble ain't no joking, man, I ain't with it. So I sit on the couch with a 40. Rest my eyes and be 40 cuz. You get sick when you hear my material. Your head spin, your stomach gets ill. Wanna take a taste of this ludicrous pill? Well, here's a little sample. Just swallow, directions on the back, boy. You better follow, cause the pill will make you dizzy and whizzy in the mind, but it'll make you sound dope. Say one line, take turns. I say one, you say another. Oops, you dip, send you to the other. But the brother, my son, is the one that I'ma chill with. Why don't you go purchase a ludicrous pill kit? Maybe that'll help you with your lyric technique. For a little advice, educate when you speak. Then your word will be heard. You won't be labeled a nerd. So observe, but don't disturb, cause break it down so yo break it dope. Now that's dope. How it is. Spring on the beat, tear it up, miss. get a backhand. Believe me, I'll do it. Don't get me wrong. Pain in my head and it's strong. Before I leave, I want trouble to see. For the meantime, people, I just say peace.
I got so much trouble in my mind.
Shoot, y'all know who that was. That was the real MC Ludacris, man. Not the Ludacris as y'all know. This is the one who had it first, though. You know what I'm talking about? Philly style. Look, right? Ow. Welcome to 2Thirl. We are live and direct. The former Cruiserweight Champion of the World, Miller, just dropped liquid all up in your ear. You ever get water in your ear? Then they flush things out. Sometimes you go to the doctor, you're like, yo, you gotta flush my ear. Do they use water? Or is it liquid? Some type of fluid that just feel like it's wet. Yo, I know everybody feel like they wet or disrespected at the same time. Like, I don't know how to handle this. This boy, I can't tell if he's speaking the truth or he just got hit too many times. Well, let me tell you the truth. He ain't get hit that many damn times. He been ducking shots, poking out people's eyes with the freaking buzz, like bang, bang. You don't see them good ass. Man, look, y'all know. Y'all ain't gonna find out till you go on YouTube. Hey, Nate, you still in the building, man?
Yeah.
Good. We got a caller. Then we got another caller. And I heard we got another caller. So we're going to break whistle. Everybody can smell it. Hey, welcome to 2Thirl. Who am I speaking to now? You over here with Will of God and the former Cruiserweight Champion of the World, Nate Miller, with cars driving by. Bye. How you doing?
Well, I just want to know, am I on the air? This is Donald Trump, your president.
Yes, you're on the air. Hey, what's up, Donald Trump? Listen, right,
I
need another check. And I ain't going to get no more checks. If you don't give me more checks, I'm going to get a check. You know what I'm talking about? Did you understand that? Listen.
Look, I got to say, that was a very catchy tune by your friend Ludacris, whatever his name is. I really love the hip-hop, and I love the African-American people. They should all get out and vote for Trump, because I did more for the African-Americans since Abraham Lincoln, and it's a fact. You can look it up and tell your friend Ludacris that, too.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Donald Trump, you're president, right? Listen, every black person in America need a job, like, immediately. Can you press the button?
You have the lowest unemployment amongst African Americans under my presidency than any president in the history of America. That's a fact. Look it up.
Yo, Mr. President, did you ever listen to what the former Cruiserweight Champion of the World, Nate Miller, just said? Oh, my gosh. It's incredible what this world is about to turn. Do you know about the New World Order also? Do you have a clue what you're about to do next? Is it happening?
Oh, yes.
Is you going to be here next week?
I'm here to take down the New World Order. That's why I got elected. A lot of people should be running, you know, the Vatican. They better watch out. and the Queen of England there, all of them, they better watch their ass.
I had no clue, but I heard about the reptilians. Wait a minute. Hey, Doug, are you a reptilian?
Am I what?
A reptilian. You know, one of those people that eat people. They say you.
I didn't hear that last statement.
The reptilian, those people that eat people to stay youthful. Like they want to say,
I am not.
Yuck.
No, I am not. The only thing I eat is McDonald's and KFC, which I love.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were supposed to be the king. Where are the Burger King?
Burger King is tops. and Popeye's chicken is also one of my favorites.
Well, we got a lot of callers. Would you like to say something?
Yeah, well, go right ahead and thank you for having me on. And go out and vote for Trump.
Oh, I thank you for calling. I know I'm going to be able to do that. But I thank you for calling, man. Shoot. Yo, y'all, we just had, listen, I don't even know. But hey, wait a minute. This show is crazy. Welcome to Two Tell. Who am I speaking to next? You're live on the radio. Y'all calling number two.
Hi, this is Jerry Petito. How are you, babe?
Oh, my God, it's Jerry Petito! Oh, my God. My voice just changed it to another person. Hey, girl. Shoot.
So,
I feel
okay.
Like a biscuit right now.
I
you
have so
have
much to say. I have so
you
much
have
to say.
You ever have a biscuit without no butter? Don't your mouth
be
dry.
I have so much to say. First, I want to say hello to you because I love you. Second, I want to say hello to Nate because I think he was on the show with you one night, and I called in, and I'm thinking it was him, and I called in and said that I loved, oh, my gosh, the wrestler, Tito Santana, when I was growing up. I wasn't sure if it was Nate, but –
No, he's Nate.
Remember,
wait a minute. Nate Miller, he's a boxer.
Oh,
he's
the boxer.
Former cruiserweight champion of the world, boxer.
Boxer, okay. So I want to say a couple things. Everything Nate said, I agree with 110%. He is on the money, and I want to give that guy an interview. So having said that, okay, I have something to say to you, young man. Are you ready?
Wait a minute, the car's driving by. Let me see. Wait a minute, hold up. Hey, man, I need a hitchhike. I need a ride going down the street. I'm going down in the block. All right, never mind. He left me.
Okay.
Hey.
Are you ready?
Ready for what?
I want to congratulate Beverly Nation's charter member, Will of God, on your O&E syndicated station all-time connection record. Baby, with your 33rd all-time and your third consecutive tie for fifth in the O&E Hall of Champions. How about that?
Wait a minute. let me clear my. There's a song out there that says, "Let me clear my throat." Now that means there's over 2,380,017 people on this freaking phone right
over
now.
More than that, because mine on Tuesday was over 2,600,000+. So we're talking over that now. Okay.
Damn, is that many people in the world? Hey, what's up,
yeah,
people?
Baby.
Raise your hand if you're sure. I mean, men, don't raise your hand if you're sure, because if you're wearing that damn short stuff, that means – never mind, I ain't going to say that. All right, people, thank you so much. But, hey, what you want to say to Nate real quick? Hey, people, y'all know this is – this lady right here, man, can she break records, and she is in charge. Matter of fact, she is – how do I say it again? Hey, brother, how do you say what Jerry Petito is again?
She is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2019, the Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito.
See, I don't know how to say that. That's a hard thing to say. If you put that on the chalkboard, I'll be like, yo, I quit. I am not going back to school. That's what I'm talking about. Look, thank you, bro. Yo, so Nate Miller, she wants to interview you, Doc. So, hey, say hi to Nate.
I messaged him. I messaged him already. We're friends on Facebook. I'm Jerry Petito, and I messaged you a few minutes ago. So respond, baby, because what you have to say is 100% what I believe, and I want to interview you.
Okay.
Well,
whenever you get ready.
Okay. You got to tell these people how they can check out your show, because people, y'all don't know, there's a lot of hosts that's going to be talking tonight, but I'm going to hear a lot of other y'all talk tonight at the same time. But how can they follow you, Jerry? What's the name of your show?
So the name of my show is The Jerry Petito Show. I'm on every fourth Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. So I'm on the same week as you because I was just on this past Tuesday.
Probably anything that, you know, must
what?
So they can catch up. Facebook,
well, 4 weeks from this past, from the, 4 weeks from this week, you're going to be on again, and I'm going to be on the same week, the Tuesday night before you.
Your Facebook
my
and
book,
stuff, Instagram, all
my
that good
Facebook,
stuff.
My Facebook, okay, so, well, my all that other stuff is getting revamped because I just revised my book. My Facebook is Jerry Petito, and then I also have a page, The Jerry Petito Show, but get me, you know, personally, Jerry Petito, but my book, I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumb ass. It's just revised now, so it should be probably in the next 2 weeks out of print again, and I added like 200 pages. And I'd rather be a smartass than a dumbass. So The Jerry Petito Show, and I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, my book.
All right, that's no problem. Hey, Jay, I want you to do something incredible. Before we leave the show today, I want you to drop a poem after everybody talk. You know, topic is,
what is my topic? Wait a minute.
What would you do if you was running out of time? Yeah, I forgot the hell I was about to say. We got another caller, but I thank you so much, guys. You better stop playing with me. What? This show
love
crazy,
you guys.
Y'all. This show so crazy. Listen, we got another caller. Hey, Nate, man, this about to get physical, huh? You might as well get your daggone gloves, start dropping a sweat. This about to get totally, not disrespect, but correct, because we see everybody in line. Hey, welcome to Tooth Fairy. Who am I speaking to now? Next caller, number three or four. I don't know which one is at the door. Hello. You're live on the radio.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Who
hi, Mother God. This is Angela, caller from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. See, I never been there before in a day of my life. And if I ever get there, would I be able to get back? Because, you know, when you say Myrtle Beach, all the brothers is like, oh, man, you know what?
It's beautiful. I love
oh,
it.
God,
I love
it.
It I
is.
Love
shoot, everybody on the bitch bending over. You know, what? That's never mind. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, he dropped some stuff now. Got me over here like, okay. But he owns some stuff.
But the topic is, what would you do if you was running out of time? But go ahead. If you want to say something to Nate real quick before you drop that joke, because I always ask people, would you pray? Would you look? Or would you stare? But, you know, some people, they feel like, hey, I just go chill in my underwear. Wait a minute, what are you doing?
I don't know what I'll be doing. I'll probably be doing the staring, the looking, the running. I'll probably be all over the place. I don't know. I tell you, a lot of stuff is...
Boy, I know
a lot
me,
of stuff is getting, it's getting real right about now.
I know.
A lot of stuff is getting
and
real.
I'm running out of time every day because I'm finding out there's so many haters out here that's trying to either destroy me, control me, or use me that I want to stop on the devil's head. But I say I have to forgive them because they know not what they do. And it's so hard to do it because, you know, I like to fight. I always was one of those fans. Bang you in your eyes. Georgie Bennett wanted to train me back in the day, so I'm like, bah, 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 bah. You know, I'm like one of those. But back to Nate, did you hear what he said?
He said a lot. He got me over here like, okay. But I want to congratulate you on your placement tonight.
Oh, wait a minute. I got my own.
Your connection rating.
So just say, we'd be better off if you just say on your
No,
your
I want to congratulate you on your connection rating tonight. Because you know what? I took the crown from Jerry on Wednesday. So you took the crown from me. So you're doing some numbers. So congratulations. Congratulations.
I thank you. Can you tell them how to check out your show? I'm sorry I missed your show the other night. I was up against it, boy. It was, boy, you have no clue. This
so
whole
I'm
week's
on,
been like crazy.
I'm on every four Wednesdays, which is the Wednesday before you, Wednesday after Jerry. So we're all on the same week. So congratulations, and I'm going to continue to listen to the show.
How can they follow you?
Oh, I'm all over Facebook. I'm on Instagram. You can follow me. I am Angela, Walking Purpose with Angela. I'm also the CEO of Aspiring Authors Magazine and the founder of AALAC. I'm on Facebook.
Jesus. See, that's another host, y'all. I see we got a lot of callers. Hey, thank you for calling, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Well, show and tell, baby. It's all about show and tell. Everybody going to take a smell when you got show and tell. You can, never mind. All right, yeah. People, listen, do not understand my English because I don't got a home. Oops, bad story. All right, back to the show. Welcome to You Tell. Who am I speaking to now, next caller? Oh, my God.
Yeah, the callers are chilling right now. They're chilling right now. Let's go to Steady B. Bring the beat back.
Beats to my very last breath, gorgeous.
son of God. And your boy Oleski on the wheels of steel. Once again, the boy Oleski on the wheels of steel. Silly, y'all. Now listen, now as a chat for the first time in this realm, will of God, in only history. And this young lady, her name is Brenda, and she's calling from New Haven, Connecticut, or chatting from. And she's saying, I remember you with the friends, enemies, and frenemies from your charter time and the original Beverly Nation. And what you're saying tonight, I want to thank you. I'm going to like you on Facebook and Instagram. You are the man. We have to say to Brenda from New Haven, Connecticut, will of God.
What was their name?
Brenda from New Haven, Connecticut tonight. Giving you honor.
Brenda, right?
And she also said congratulations on your all-time connection record at Orny.
You said Brenda, right?
That's it.
Brenda, thank you, baby. And send a picture, right, to my Facebook at Shalique Owens III. You know, I they wouldn't let me put DJ Chill, even though my name was a guy. And I think you said frenemies. Now, I did that show. Now, people don't know about Ludacris. Ludacris is the cousin of my boy Self Unknown, who is my MC. You know, back in the day, we got a group called As Is. And
that's right.
We used to kill the game. We used to open up shows with Lil' Kim and did some other things. You know, with Ice Cube, you know, some shows. We had to fight people and battle them to open up for, oh my God, Master Ace. And it's a lot of stuff in my book that I don't tell nobody because I love to find out how people are. I like to see if they real or if they fake or if they just frenemies. You know what I'm saying? Because you can have a friend, but that friend can turn to an enemy behind your back, be talking behind your back, be trying to illustrate you like a puppet behind your back, treat you like a prostitute behind your back, and just be a prostitute behind your back. So at the time of the show, I don't know if it was on at www.talkshoe.com. I don't know if it's on BevNet or if it's on my people's @all_radio at www.talkshoe.com. Now, you got to figure that one out, but I thank you for paying attention and still seeing I'm alive because I'm really supposed to be dead. And this brother right here, Mr. Nate Miller, oh, my God, you got so many callers in this daggone queue, I believe, that want to speak to you. I don't know if they want to speak to me because I ain't nothing but
you ready for this? You ready for this?
But
this is the first time. This is the first time that you know a chatter has a request, and it's all about our callers. And you know, we work for our callers. And she went back into history, 1990. And I had to go into, you know, I had to go deep into my, you know, my electronic technicians for this one. We were born our callers.
Wait, Nate.
You know, stay tuned. I got to bring this track on for our, you know, for Brenda. Brenda, I love you. What in the world? Like Will of God said, what in the world? How could you bring this up? Larry. They call me Larry.
Sure to have a young brother rockin' riddles on the ground.
Woo! Wow, 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 y'all. That's for the chatter. Renda, shoot. You want to lie, lie? I tried to call lie, lie real quick on three-way. I guess he must be in the studio right now. See, y'all don't understand. I know I'm fine. I don't say nothing. You know, listen, I'm going to tell you one more time. Dial that number 604. No, damn. Dial that number 5. Wait a minute. What the hell?
You know what? You know what? You know what? 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by the boys. You know them. Looking Glass Entertainment. First of all, Brenda. New Haven. From the up north. You know what I'm saying? Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? Getting to my bag. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a genius in this music, man. You pulled out Larry Lair. Stop playing with me. Hey, Will, tell them people stop playing with me, man. Stop playing with me.
Hi, y'all. Welcome to Truth Thurl. This is your true friend, Willa Guy. We got my boy, the former Cruiserweight Champion of the World, Nate Miller, in the building. He's dropped science. If y'all got in late, I'm so sorry. You want to listen to the show after the show's over and then try to call. No, you ain't going to be able to do that. All right, we're going to figure that out. But listen, what I want to tell you is the topic. What would you do if you was running out of time? Would you pray? Would you stare? Or would you look? See, earlier, I ran out of time. I didn't get a chance to get nothing to say. But, you know, we still here right now, right? Oh, shoot. Listen, this is what we're going to do. We got another caller, Nate. Nate, you still in the building, man?
Yeah.
Cool. I know you waiting to drop some English. Shoot. We might as well start people Spanish. Wait a minute, I didn't say that right. Did I just say we should start people Spanish? Wait a minute. Is that a conversation? Welcome, caller. Who are you? Who am I? Wait a minute. Welcome, caller. Who am I speaking to now? This is... Oh, my God.
Will of God, how you doing tonight, sir? This is the Magic Man, Haru. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm like Facebook right now. You ever see Facebook without the book? Would it be a face? Or never mind. I don't even want to say it. Hey, yo, what's up with you, man? You just, congratulations. Yo, man, you just killed dinner the other night, man. Anybody that listened to this man's show last night, y'all dinner, y'all probably threw it out the window mad because you're like, no, I can't believe he said that. Oh, my God. Is he really saying this right now? Right now, I hear my ha-hoo-hoo-ha-ha. He said, yeah. You want some more? I'll give you some more. I got pie. Give him some pie. Not poontang pie. But give him some pie, man. Listen, for the ladies out there that don't know anything about the Magic Man, he's going to speak to you, and he's going to speak to Nate first. But he can sing, y'all. So before you start educating and drop the signs and tell them how they can follow you and speak to Nate at the same time, can you drop a bomb on them so they can get principalities in their spirit and something crazy?
Hey, first of all, I love you, man. Congratulations, man. I love to see you continue to raise the bar. And I want to speak on that question that you posed. That's why I have to step it up. That's why I have to step it up, man, because I've been on this mission for over 35 years, and you still got people that want to play games. And, again, I don't make no apologies for what I'm here to do. Now, a lot of people didn't think I was going to last this long. A lot of people thought I had them flip my lid. 35 years, you understand, that it took to get to this point. Because what I have been watching is the original people refuse to stand up and not only be counted, but we refuse to take control of this planet like we once had it. There's no way in hell, heaven or hell, that we deserve the mistreatment and all that stuff that keep going on, and then it dawned on me. It's going to continue to happen until we make it stop. And people can pray and sing and dance and march and all that other stuff, right? But until we man up, woman up, and take control of ourselves and each other and be willing, able, and ready to take the devil's head off, regardless to however he, she, they, or them look, then all this abuse and all this other stuff that keep happening it's going to continue to happen until we're ready to stop it.
Wow. That's that's some real talk, because that's like education. Everybody wakes up and say, I was a kid, but then I became a man. And the only problem is some people, when they become a man, they're less educated, and then they got to learn from the streets how to become a new man or change their whole development and move away and then become a different man. See, you, boy, I don't even want to say no more. Go ahead, man.
Again, man, I'm just enjoying this show, man, and it really comes down to taking responsibility. Taking responsibility for your own life, man. And nothing disturbs me is watching our people begging for their own life. Some people have really, really lost their mind, man. You know, I'm watching our people that's in so much in love with other people that they love other people more than they love their own self, to the point where they're going to ask somebody else outside of them, stop killing us. Something is wrong with that, man. It should be the other way around. They should be begging us to stop killing them.
Well, that's what I was saying on your show before. I said some of the things they put out here in the movies, I don't know if they try to spark up a racial war or whatever. Everything is like, sometimes you do things with decency and order, and some things are just out of order. And I'm just like, why are these new movies on Netflix coming out now? Why are these new movies coming on the cinema and the art or whatever coming out now? You know, Antebellum, all this other stuff, you know, talking about slavery, and then we supposed to have forgot about it, just like our kids don't even know where the hell they came from. And it's a shame, because everybody has an ancestor. You just don't know who the hell your ancestor is sometimes. You're like, well, are they, is they, could they be, but am I a king or a queen, or am I a mutt? See, a mutt, never mind, I ain't going to say it. But I'm just saying, man, it's crazy out here. And I see my man Nate Miller. Oh, man, I think he just flew away. But all right, still got to make the show pop a lot. And it's a shame that we got live.
No, Nate's still here. Nate's still here.
Oh, bet. All right, bet. Cool. He said it's off. All right, so, Nate, I want you, and I want Hooney, because people don't know who Hooney is. Matter of fact, the best person that can say who Hooney is, brother, what is Hooney again?
The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster elect, class of 2020. And he will be enshrined for all the hosts that's listening around the world. The majestic on the honors, December 1st, 2020, hosted by our first host, Dar Anderson, and narrated by Rudy Mariani. That night, we celebrate not only Antonia Batts being a nominee for the Hall of Fame, going with the great Andrea Presley going into Lifetime Achiever in the Hall of Fame, Hooney Bakatun as a enshrinee, and Tara Strength as the linear new host of the year. And of course, on Black Friday, everybody don't know, our hosts together vote for the Anna Waddell Award for ONE Host of the Year. Mouthful. You right.
You daggone, because you thought I was going to spell that out. I failed class yesterday. The hell with that? Listen, who there? You got something to say to the former Cruiserweight champion of the world, Mr. Nate Miller? Shoot. You are the man now, buddy.
Actually, he had to go, and we'll bring on the next caller. For Nate and you, caller number five, you're alive right now.
He's gone.
So
bring, follow him and stuff. Can you bring him?
Man, I'm sure.
No. He's gone. Bring on the next caller at this time, Will. Let's get it.
Who am I speaking to now? Who is this? Welcome to Tooth Arrow. Who am I speaking to? How you doing?
Oh, you talking to
Hello?
Me?
Yeah, somebody said, yeah, I'm still here. Is that Nate? That said,
yeah,
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, shoot. Man, I was trying to get, all right, Duncan Fowler Hooney on Thursdays, the day before my show, You know what I mean? The magic, man. God show love, man. I don't know. But listen, I heard a lady. Who? Wait a minute. Hey, how you doing? Who am I speaking to now? What?
Y'all crazy. I'm listening to y'all talk all this crazy stuff. And I want to make a comment to the guy before when he was saying about people. Let me explain something to people. It's not about people being who they are. It's all about a mindset. So when you don't have a mindset, you can't change who you are. So all that other, you know, stuff that people say, you can't change anything until you change your mind. You want to lose weight, you have to change your mind and say, I want to lose weight. You just can't say, oh, I want to change myself. So it doesn't work like that. It's a mindset. And you got to have God in your life. You have no God, you have no mind, you have no set, you can't change shit. And Sanko, you know who the fuck this is. You know I come on here live all the time.
Knew it. I said the voice
knew
is
I was,
like
the
lady.
I
so I said, wait a minute. Is this? Oh,
you know who it is.
Amina Thompson, y'all. Listen, y'all don't even know. She gripped me up. Cause I did some plays with Rosie Weinberg. I did some other stuff, but she came out with this TV. Hey, Jerry, this is the person who, you know, put me down with that TV series you saw me chipping on. Matter of fact, little baby, and then speak to Nate because he right here right now. Go ahead, baby. Good God Almighty.
Oh, how you doing, Nate? What you seen
hey,
with the West job? When we did the TV show, it wasn't really supposed to be what I wanted because I'm a perfectionist. But, you know, when you have people that don't want you to succeed, God and the devil and all that kind of stuff. So we threw it together within 3 days. So it wasn't really my professionalism aspect, but it was something that I appreciate, as I call him Sanko coming in. But Sanko, you know, I'm doing my week race start casting for going to the States. I got Rise getting everything together, so I got to contact you on that. Aspect, you know. And my hairline get ready to come out. So we got to sit down and talk because I haven't talked, you know. I've been real busy.
Hey,
the crazy is about a family.
Need,
yeah, the crazy is about a family. The crazy is about a family who's dysfunctional. And I didn't want to make fun of a person's mental disease. But I did because we all do it every day. You be in a car and you see somebody walk, you're like, that nigga crazy. So what I did is I put it together in a format where everybody in the family has a illness. But like Sanko, his illness was, because you really couldn't understand if he talked so fast, he's an Army veteran, but he's never been to the Army. So his mindset is an Army. So anything he talks about is dealing with the war. Then we have his cousin, Sylvia. She's a thief. She doesn't think she's a thief because she picks up stuff without anybody's permission. Then you had Wendy. Wendy was delusional. Her husband was deceased. But she was still thinking he was living. So it was basically, it's mainly based on a mental illness that this family has. But we're going to redo it over after. I want to do it over so it can be presented properly. But that's what it really is. The crazy is about family that's delusional. So that's why it's called the crazy.
I'm so glad you had time to have fun with that one because that was crazy. Jane Petito, she was like, I love this show. This is great. Listen, a lot of other people love it too, and I still got to show more people. But you have anything to say to the former Cruiserweight champion in the world, Nate Miller, because you was dropping some real bombs. That's you, baby. Nate.
Yeah,
oh,
he muted me.
He muted you. No, he wasn't supposed to do that.
It's all about time. Listen, first of all, it's all about timing. And first of all, Ms. Thompson, thank you so much. We all love the crazies, you know what I mean, because it was just, it took us away. You know, I remember when he was walking to the apartment building, this fool, will of God, right, talking about, wait a minute, God, it's up from China. I said, no, he did not say that. So it was just crazy, and that was before everything really came to fruition, right? And so outstanding screenplay. Now, what do you have to say to Nate Miller at this time?
You know, are you talking about what he was regarding of the voter registration and the presidents and all that? I don't really, I was listening, but I plead the fifth because my opinion is always different, but I let people say what they say. But, I came here to support Sanko because he always sends me emails or, like, texts, and I work, like, 7 days a week, so this day was a short day, so I really came to show them some love, let them know I do love them and I do support, and I wanted to hear them today, basically. So I really came to show him some love.
All right, we want to thank you so much.
How can they how can they follow you?
Oh, you know who I am. I'm on Instagram, Dirty Mouth, which is Did I Hurt Your Feelings? DIDISELLINGS. Did I Hurt Your Feelings?
I'll thank you, baby, because, shoot, I don't know what would you do if you run out of time. I run out of time. Everybody run out of time. Look, we got another track here. If you want to drop this, drop that bomb on these people because it's going to be some type of time. Let's go.
One like me, cause yo, I'm bored, and then I'm no all with the other kid in tone love. It's like a brain full of rhyme, stressful. Fuckers get mad cause I'm so successful. Talking that bull, so I take him to school, let him know who rules. Tough crew, first lesson for the day class, it's a learning path, my resume task. In particular, today's curricular, I'll emphasize, like a trivia game. Inflicted pain, slain so tough and rough, suckers can't catch up, can't catch up, can't catch up, with the smooth momentum, 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 smooth momentum. I'm live, vocalized, realized, I hypnotize like my boy mechanism. What they hit my dism, that rhythm of rhymes, I'll give them time to witness the quickness and schism. Clench my fist, step and just fly, y'all bring your monkey ass down like fire. Make your girl tell me I stand by ya and take it through the cricket down till I'm fire.
So, stepping in, tone up, the weapon in effect. First and next, cause I'm next to flex. Keeping it check, all fuckers down. With the funky sound gem, as one individual. With original, invisible shape. So I'll shake and bake, make no mistake. To the ladies, I'm a rhymer. Slip like a sucker if you step with some drama. Step with some drama. Step with some drama. With the smooth momentum. Smooth, 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 smooth momentum. Smooth momentum. Smooth momentum. Smooth momentum.
Now listen, guys, this was a rebroadcast from 2020, October 2020, from the Great Will of God. He'll be back on, of course, in, 4 weeks from now. We want to take a caller real quick. Caller number one, you're live with DevNet Classics right here at WBNN.
Peace and love to Will the God. This is Jesus from the Jesus Show, and I wanted to speak on your topic today, brother. What's up, baby?
Hey, it's always good to have you. Always good to have you. This is the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee. First time being saying that out loud from another show. So congratulations again, Jesus, and you go ahead on. I'm going to mute myself. Go.
Thank you so much. I see that the topic says, what would you do if your time was running out? Well, this is going to be heavy, okay? This is going to be real heavy, what I'm about to say. Well, because my time is coming up to be in where I won't be in the body no more, because that time you can know that. That wouldn't be disclosed from you. You can know when you're leaving this planet. That would not be disclosed from you. Now, why would that be disclosed from you when you know that there is a God, right? All right, then. So in saying that, Will, when it comes to what would I do, I'm putting a lot of things into position right now. I promised my son before I came into the breath that I would reconstruct his brain. There are other things on the planet that I came into flesh and blood to prepare, bring a new infrastructure into the planet. I brought over 50 incarnated groups together. I am helping people to reconstruct their body from cancer to vision to different issues in the body, honey. I came back to this planet to fulfill an incomplete energy when my father was my father, when I was his son, and we lost every goddamn thing. So now me and my father, who is not in the flesh, who has left 2 years ago, I am working with him every day of my life to fulfill a prophecy that we spoke about that we will fulfill in this life. So, excuse me, the question is, what would you do if your time was running out? The things that I'm doing on this planet, the world will read about me for the next 2 million-plus years, okay? So in saying that, I am fulfilling all of what I wrote out before I came in the flesh and blood into this planet the same way I have done in other worlds before this planet was even created. So in saying that, I am fulfilling because the world will look for me and will not see me. I'll be out of here soon. But when you call on me, I'm going to land on your roof. I will be right here in spirit, but I will not be in the body long, honey, because everybody have a time to go. But I'll be here on the planet, but I will not be in flesh and blood long. My work will be done in the body, and I will continue on helping to take this planet back when I get out of the body. You'll hear me, Bill. Just light a little joint and play a little Marvin Gaye, play a little Ron Isley, little Earth, Wind, and Fire, and my man Michael Jackson, and I'll be there. Peace, Will.
You better believe it. That, Jesus, that was wonderful. And we have another person who likes to talk in this wonderful forum. Old School Belly Nation Forum, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect. Haru, how you feel tonight, sir?
Man, that show was amazing. And then,
yeah, wait a minute. You just heard Jesus live, man. Jesus right now on the line right now with us.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings, Elo, Jesus, pal. And trust me, I can relate to what you speak about. A lot of people haven't got to that level about coming in and out. And but like I say, those who don't get it now, faithfully, they'll get it later. And a lot of times people don't realize that this was supposed to be another landing, a learning place. But unfortunately, a lot of people got caught up on all kind of things and started becoming misdirected, getting into all kind of different belief systems, but it really comes down to this. Until people realize that as an individual, you have to raise yourself up and have to become one with all in all. Sometimes it takes many, many times in order for to get here. And like I've been saying for well over 36 years ago, this is my ninth and final. I mean, regardless of what happened, because it took a long time for me, even myself, to even get to this point. But trust me, I comprehend you a lot better than most, and it just took a while for me to get here. I mean, you understand, to this point of recognition and realizing. But unless people really go into really self-meditation and really get to know themselves, people have got to know what people have wrote in books, but you have to become the book. When I started saying that over 36 years ago, it really, really took a lot of people off their feet, because it's normal for people to lean on somebody else's comprehension. You see the difference? I know you know what I'm talking about, Jesus, and Hall of Fame four times. I definitely know you know.
You better believe it. I love what Jesus said. Yeah, not to cut you off.
Yeah,
I love what Jesus said, because there's times which the topic, you know, what would you do when it ends? You know what I mean? It never ends. It never ends. We're beings that will continue. It never ends. We're going to touch people beyond these worlds. It never ends. And having shows like that, man, historic shows happen like we had in October 2020. Man, this is wonderful, man, to see. And even have these BevNet classics when a host cannot, you know, come on. Will is fine. Like I said, he'll be back in 4 weeks. But I'm really proud of this show tonight. Now, I'm wondering, guys, I wonder who this caller is that's been on since the beginning. And I have a strange feeling I might know who this caller is. If not, we'll see. Caller, you're on the line right now with Jesus and Tony Bakatoon and me. I think I know who it is.
Yeah, are you freaking kidding me? Damn it.
That's what I got, y'all.
Oh, I'm the only damn child. Yeah, I am the only child. But anyway, yo, see, Jesus.
Can you believe you came outside? In the
yo,
atmosphere.
Will. Peace,
girl,
my love.
Elevated. And who needs you what? Now, this is what I need to do, right? I need to act like I'm stupid real quick, right? This is what I do. Because a lot of people want to come on to. Now he know what number this is. This is my board number. I use it real quick. I had to come in on a private number, so he's like, "Who the hell?" So I'm mute me real quick. I want to hear, you know, I'm gonna act like I'm not here. I want to hear who I'm coming in.
So silly, man.
You my phone.
No, we got a little God on here, guys. And that's wonderful. There's another caller like to come on this forum at this time. This person is the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Chichella J. How you doing, Anchor?
Hey, how are you tonight, Brother O? How are you, Will of God, and Brother Hooney, and Jesus? How are you all doing tonight?
Hi.
Wow. Is Will still on?
Yeah, I'm going to bring it back on right now.
Lord,
okay.
What is
he doing?
Hey, Will, somebody wants to talk to you.
What's up, Ted? Shut up. What's up? You know what? What's
doing?
Up to everybody on the world, and everybody's about to come on after Chichella, because I'm going to go. Never mind. Go ahead. What's up, babe?
You got no filter.
Just want to holler at you. But you know, I was listening in tonight, too. The thing from the archives. So that was a good show. It was a good show. I liked that. Wow. So anyway, looking forward to hearing you broadcast live again next month. And good hearing you tonight, Will. And Brother O, I'm going to go now. I'm making me some food. So.
You better tell everybody who you are, because y'all both got damn shows. And she, Jesus, girl, you better stop playing with me. Because, you know, my topic was supposed to be if I had a phone, which I'm going to buy tomorrow. Trust me. But the portal, like, the portal that you put in you try to charge your phone, I pay for my phone bill, but I still can't even use my damn phone. Because the nigga, I mean, the phone won't even, it won't show
hey,
up.
Hey, man, Brother Alden had to put me on three-way, too, man. It's all good, man.
Man, it's sad, though, when you got a phone and you can't even see it. You know what I'm saying? I put the charger in it. Won't work. You know what I mean? Somebody said, put a rubber band over it. I did. It made it worse. So I'm buying a new phone tomorrow. So I have another phone. And the worst part about it is I got to buy a new phone, right? I got to buy a new phone and pay the bill at the same time because my bill is charged every 8th of the month with Metro. God, I can't say that word.
Oh, you ran out of ways to nigga rig, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're having a great coupon. But first of all, shout out to my boy Mike. He just passed away today, and I'm trying to keep my health and my mind up, you know. Anyway, and my other boy,
oh,
Rick,
wow.
My boy Bruno, we went to on April 1st. You know, Rick, you can hit up. And everybody else, and even the lady, Rosie Weinberg, we doing a play if she were to keep her, Miss Javina, you know, she passed away on the 21st. My birthday was March 22nd. And the sad part, I supposed to be, you know what I mean? Because I choked through some damn rice and then put some damn, what's it called, adobo season too much. But I don't want to go in that long story. Just go on the last show, hear it. But my topic was for tonight was going to be, but it's going to be next month. My topic is, what's the definition of respect to you in 2022? So since everybody listening, you better be ready because I got a lot of people who want to speak. And one of the brothers out there, I got to give him a shout out. Hey, Jay, you said it real. He said, if you're going down the street, right, you see a dog will, you know, walk out the way and give you respect. But for some reason, people, like human being people, they respect animals more than they respect human beings. Ain't that some bull crap? That's the realest talk I ever heard in my life because it's so real. But I ain't going to say nothing because we got a lot of callers. And our brother, oh, real motherfucker.
Man, look, here we go. And I want to thank Chinchilla Jay for coming on the show tonight. And she'll be on Sunday with News Forum right here at WBNN. Say goodnight, Chinchilla.
Good night, y'all, and make sure y'all tune in Sunday night. It's going to be a real doozy. Talking about more corruption in this country. Yes.
I'm glad you didn't say good night, Chinchilla. That's what I thought you were supposed to say. All right. And then, of course, one more can I say about Christine Jesus Powell. Again, congratulations. One step to the Hall of Fame. Any last words from you tonight, you. Queen?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. And got some more surprises tomorrow. I ain't going to let y'all know yet. So anyway, Huni Bakatun, I want to thank you so, so much for calling into the show. You know, it's always good to listen to the archives, and I know you always talk about that. In your final words, talk about the importance of the BevNet Classics.
Man, that's what I say. It's different from the analog age to where we're at with the digital age. With the analog age, a lot of stuff got lost. And as a performing and recording artist, you know that those old reel-to-reels, when them tapes were popped,
they're
gone. But with the digital age now, and I mean, you said many times, your digital footprint is going to outlast the sands of time. And last night was so incredible. Thank you so much for really, really bringing it. To me, that was a very, very good block party. I mean, it definitely went a lot better than I had anticipated. Thank you so much for Elohim Jesus to come on and the Comet Test Strength. And like I say, I'll be running in both directions, two different directions at the same time, man. But I'm honored for both of y'all.
All right, all right. Now, of course, I'm going to give Will of God his final thoughts at the end of Ngozi time. Now, listen, guys, just having Will of God call in, that shows you the moxie. That shows, you know, never die, never give up. He found a way. And if I would only known that he was on, I would have had him on. You know, that things happened. We were supposed to have this archive tonight, and I'm proud of it. And, of course, on Sunday night, we come right back in again, of course, with News Forum, Chinchilla J, our anchor, 9:30 Eastern Daylight at WBNN. We have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are at Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at Ngozi Time. Ola Dela Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or want for program tonight, Ole Dele, find Ngozi from myngmail.com. You already know my accolades, but most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite. Ola Dela Malewa Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now we go to Will of God, final thoughts, and we out of here like Vladimir.
Yo, right. Check this out, people. I think AC Jesus, you better call back in next month, too. And as a matter of fact, to all your friends. And Hootie, thank you for calling. Man, you never tell anybody how they can follow Hootie. But damn it, know what? This is what I want y'all people to do. Do your research, right, for this whole damn month. Find out how many people respect you or disrespect you. Is it to the point where you're not allowed to say nothing, or are you allowed to say something? Does the government have you captivated with the news and disrespecting you, saying, hey, you can pick and choose, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make sure the corona goes away, then we're going to bring it back another day and have you stuck.
anyway. Oops, can't say that one because that's a bad fuck. Now, think about this. Imagine if you're not allowed to believe in God. Imagine, if you're not allowed to have a thought. You can't think anymore. Is that disrespectful? Now, think about who you are. Are you allowed to be a leader, or should you be a follower all your life until somebody died, then you'd be born to become a leader, and you're like, oh, my God. Or do you want to be following somebody else that you know you're way better than them? See, you're going to have to figure this one out, because I'm looking at all of the atmosphere that's flowing at my face and all the people that coming at my damn time. And it's my time because I'm still here this time, but you are here too, this 2022. If you can make it to 2023, are we allowed to be free? Because if you don't look at what's going on with the daggone, even Netflix and the daggone movies coming out and the TV series that's unbelievable, and you're like, oh, my God, what's going on? Everybody turned into Transformers. What the freak? You ain't going to be having a thought to be respected. And all y'all women out there, stand up. Because one day they're going to take y'all out. Going to be a problem. Everybody going to be a test tube baby. See, y'all better wake the hell up, because I don't know what else to say. I don't want the government chasing me, because I ain't the boy to be chased. I'm just trying to give y'all some French. You know what I mean? Sometimes y'all be like, we and go to hell home. I don't give a listen. You figure it out later. Because once they shut down the telephones, once they shut down the communication, you better figure out how you going to leave and how you going to live. Or will you be disrespected? Like the black brothers over there in Ukraine. Oops, sorry. I got to stop talking. One day we're going to figure it out. But right now, the choice is yours. Figure it out or become a situation without sequences. Which means if you're in a situation, is it always in a sequence, the same situation? Renew your mind. Think again. Because, how they say it, birds of a feather flock together, but one day, you're going to know them by their fruit. Holla at you, boy. Thanks, brother. Peace.
You're welcome, guys, and we're so glad tonight to have Will of God being part of this outstanding show tonight. What a wonderful time. And we want to thank all the folks that count out robbery to listen to WBNN, period. Okay? Period.